Hello, everybody. So let me ask you, how many of you would love to be able to find out anything from anyone anytime? I see a lot of your hands. How many of you have a hard time talking to people in a public setting and really finding out a lot of things from people? Well, what if I could show you a way that if you asked questions, you could find out the things you wanted from other people? If I could do that, would that be of interest to you? There are so many different things that happen in life that we want to find out from people, and the problem is that many of us don't know how. And in this session, what I really want to talk to you about is the way to engage other people in such a way that you find out the kinds of things in life that could be helpful to you. In our personal life, we go from person to person, and mainly we ask questions like, how are you today? We pass people in the hall, interesting people that we could find things out about, and what happens is we either have no interest in it or it becomes something that is really difficult for us to do. So what I want to do in this session is to be able to teach you how to ask certain questions. And by the way, when you think about it, it's not the statements we make, but it's the questions that we ask. And if you can keep from making statements and turn your attention to asking questions, then you find out what you seek. Let's start off by what I've written on the board here. Questions are the answer. And it goes contrary to what people believe. People believe in our society today, this is about the things we say. People ask us a question and we answer. And in many instances, we continue to answer. And when we're answering questions, we're not finding out anything of value from someone else. So I want you to get a pen and a piece of paper, and I want you to write down some things I'm going to share with you, because I think they're going to be really important to how things work for you as you think about engaging, and certainly as you think about pursuing a mentoring relationship. It's in the questions that really matter, and it's the answers that we get that we can have value and application to our lives. So let's start with several kinds of questions, because I think if you understand it, then you'll be in a much better position to be able to ask those kind of questions that can give you some really good answers that you seek. Let's talk about the first one. The first one is credibility type questions. Now, credibility type questions are questions that are designed to get the experiences from somebody out. A question that starts like this: as I think about my own experiences, what barriers or what things have you encountered that have really caused you some difficulty in your life? It's those credibility type questions that are seeking the kinds of information from a mentor that would help you understand what it is that you're seeking and seek to understand more about the person. It's building credibility within yourself. When you ask good questions, what happens is it builds your credibility with the person you're talking to. The more thought-provoking the question, the better off you are, because it helps them understand that you're not someone who is just a teenager. You're not somebody who is just asking questions because you have no desire to learn. But the greater the question, the more thought-provoking the question, the more likely it is you're going to get something of substance and value. And let's talk about for a minute how to construct these questions, because it's real important before I go any further. There are certain kinds of questions that draw people out. Now, I want you to think of it in terms of two kinds of questions: open-ended questions and closed-ended questions. Open-ended questions are designed to get the person to talk freely. When we think about asking questions, I think anyone can ask a question. It's not a matter of asking questions. I can say, is the sky blue? Well, that's not going to give me a lot of information. We all know it's blue, but the reality is that if we ask the kind of questions that really get another person to talk, what happens is they begin to share things in such a way that you never thought was possible. So let's talk about this. There are open-ended questions, and open-ended questions begin with certain words. I want to start off with the 5W brothers. If you can kind of use these as hooks to remember, it really helps. 5W brothers are who, what, when, where, why. Who, what, when, where, why. Same with me. Who, what, when, where, why. Any of these questions can be designed to get somebody to share some things with you that you're desirous of finding out. Now, there are the two stepsisters, and I want to hit them real quick. The two stepsisters are how and tell me. I don't have an easy way to remember that other than just to say the five W brothers, two stepsisters. Who, what, when, where, why, and how, and tell me. Those seven words are words that if you put at the beginning of a question, can get people to share with you things that other types of questions can't. Like, who do you know that I should talk to that would help me decide, and you fill in the blanks? What are the things that you have learned in your life that, and you fill in the blanks? When did you first decide to pursue your vocation in, and you fill in the blanks? Where has this taken you in your life? Why is that important? Why was that critical to your success? And you can begin to start understanding that when you ask these questions, it's not a one-word answer that people can come out with. It causes them to want to share. And what's interesting is, if you always follow it with why, it expands the conversation. By the way, you were good at asking why anyway, right? All of you were good at asking why. You've been asking why since you could talk. You said, Mommy, can I go out to Bobby's house? Yeah, no, why? Because I said not, why? Because I'm your mother, why? Oh, go. I mean, it was about the third why, Mom said, oh, get out of here. Because she couldn't get past three whys. It's really interesting when you begin to start thinking about it. We need to have the curiosity of a child. Go back to the time when all you knew was one question. That question was why. So let's use these and let's practice these as you begin to start engaging with other people. And if you can do that, I promise you, you can have really good success in talking with a variety of people, and you will find out you'll be the greatest conversationalist in the world. If I walk into a party and I walk in and there's a group of people, and I just come up and start making statements out about me, statements about who I am, what I do, how I am, what my family is like, what are you going to begin to start thinking about? You're going to really kind of think I'm the most stuck-up person in the world. But if I come into the same group and somebody asks me some questions about me, but I turn that conversation and I start asking questions about you, I say, where are you from? What are you like? What's your family like? That was interesting. Why did that work that way? I could do that for several minutes and walk away, and you would begin to think I was the greatest conversationalist in the world because all I did was get you to talk about the thing you love to talk about, which is you. When we talk about us, it gets pretty boring. For people to find you and want to be interested in you, you have to be very interesting to talk to. And we're never interesting to talk to when we're talking about ourselves. We're only interesting to talk to when we bring out other people and get them to talk about the things they like to talk about. And it really is critical when you're talking about a mentor. Mentors love to talk about things. They really do. And if you begin to start looking at asking them questions about their success, it's the things they love to talk about. And it becomes really easy to get that out. We fear the things that we don't know. And I will say, God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of what? Power, love, and a sound mind. The power that comes from God to be able to give us power in areas that we fear the most, love to have a heart, that kind of heart, that interest in other people that really brings the kind of conversation out with people, and power, love, and a sound mind, that ability to just think through, and it requires conscious thought when you think about asking questions. You can't just decide you're gonna ask questions with no pathway to do it. You've got to have some really good things to think about, and certainly words to use, and when you do, you can construct questions in a very easy way. So the first one was credibility questions, and questions are the answer now. The second one was why questions. Why questions are one of the easiest things to say because they really don't require a lot of verbiage behind it. Somebody makes any kind of statement about themselves or about their career or about their life, and all you have to say is why. Why did that work? Why was that important? Why was that helpful? And if you can remember if you can't remember any of these, at least use why. And I will tell you, it will help you in ways I can't tell you. Here's number three. Personal understanding type questions. You know, so many times we don't hear the things that we need to hear. When a person is talking to us, what happens is we're tending to think about the next thing we're going to say. And what we need to do is really key in to what the person is saying to us and use questions that build off of what the person just said. It's kind of, you know, you remember when you played Legos? It's kind of hard to place the next line of Legos without the base kind of Legos. And I want you to think of a Lego system. First question is a Lego. The answer comes on top of that, and the next question has to build on what the answer was of the person. That's why it's so important to do that. So I really want you to key in on these kinds of things that will really help you. Credibility questions, credibility building questions that help build your credibility with the person you're talking to. Why questions, number two. Personal understanding questions, number three, that look for things that are easy for a potential mentor to share with you. Questions like, how easy was it for you to get started? How difficult was it when you got started, and what things did you face? What are the things that really were barriers for you that enabled you to get over those barriers? What did you use? Personal understanding questions look for those kinds of things that you really want to know. I'm really, you know, weary of people who ask questions with no desire to know. In fact, every time I speak, it's really kind of interesting. I'll speak in front of a group of 30 or 40 people, and it seems like there's always somebody in the room whose job it is that they take on to make me look stupid. They're not asking questions because they want to know. What they're doing is they're asking questions to put themselves forward in some kind of meaningful way. And so they ask questions with no desire to know, but with a desire to puff themselves up. And I will tell you, if your ego gets in the way, it will be a problem for you as you pursue relationships. Because people spot ego-centric people very quickly, and you can see it in the questions they ask. So personal understanding questions is number three. Number four are passion questions. Questions designed to bring out the passions in somebody else. I tend to be a pretty passionate guy when I'm talking about things I really like to talk about. And what's interesting is passion creates passion in others. If you want to get real passionate, talk to a passionate person. If you want to get excited, talk to an exciting person. Now, if you're not exciting yourself, that's a problem. So you're going to have to, but even if you do, it will cause you to be a little bit more exciting in your life. But passion questions are those questions designed to bring out the passions of why people do certain things. I do what I do because I just love to do it. And when you find something you love, it's one of those things that makes it easy to work in life and easy to deal in life. One of the things I'm just confused by is the number of people that I encounter that work in a job with no clue as to how to be happy in that job. They do it, they make a little money, and I've seen people work an entire lifetime, and when they look back on their life, they feel like they've accomplished nothing. I don't know if you've ever been to a TED Talk or one of those kinds of seminars where they bring in people with great value and great experience, and they give them 20 minutes to state their case, kind of like what we're doing here. 20 minutes just to let you know something about something of value. And I'll tell you what, every time I go to one, I'm astonished at how little I know. It's one of the things when you're sitting there and you see the great questions of life and the things that people ask themselves, and you really feel at these things that, man, I don't ask enough questions of anybody. I'm not seeking to know anything. And I will tell you, it's just through that experience that's caused me to want to know more things than I do today. And it's just one of those continuous improvement, continuous learning processes that help us in life. One of the core values of my business that everyone who works for me understands is that you need to continually improve. If you're not after a continual improvement process, you stagnate. And when you stagnate, you lose. Next one is value-added advice. Looking for advice from others where you can add value to them as well. Questions that sound like this. Have you considered, and you fill in the blanks. What are the things, what else have you learned that has caused this kind of an outcome? Where you can actually get value-added advice in areas that really go beyond just initial questions. The next one is future-oriented questions. Questions designed to look to the future and see if you can have a pathway to that kind of future. It's not the things we know that hurt us, and it's not the things we don't know that really hurt us. It's the things we don't know. Because if you don't know, you don't know it. You don't even know where to look. And the interesting thing about questions is you will find answers in places you never thought were possible. You can find answers from people that you never thought you would ever find out from. I will tell you, some of the greatest mentors of my life have been people who would you would have never picked out in a crowd, but they have amazing insights and things that will help you as you pursue your career, as you pursue your family, and certainly as you pursue the Lord. There are so many things that I have found out by asking questions that I never would have found out had I not considered that. The next one is aspiration questions. Questions that have that desire to look ahead. Questions that help you think about what are the aspirations that I need to possess in order to be able to take the next big step. It's not, we don't get from here to here in one giant step. It's these little bitty steps that we take that along the way, if we take a progressive step, step by step, it begins to give us, take us into a pathway to where we want to go. We never get from here to here in one big step. And if we're looking at that, then we'll get paralyzed by fear and we'll start thinking about things that don't exist. We just need to understand what is the next step for me. For you, the next step could be just one thing. Just searching out one person to ask one question. And as you do, you begin to understand how to take that and build upon it. This isn't as complicated as most people think. And I will tell you that most young people today, they want to try to figure it all out. They want to have the whole pathway laid out in front of them. And what's interesting is it's not possible. And if you do, you'll get confused really quickly. So I really encourage you to just take one step at a time. The last thing is decision or commitment type questions. I'm going to ask you for a commitment today. I'm going to ask you for a commitment to sit down and think about questions you should ask someone else. And I want you to think about the kind of questions that would draw somebody out. Questions that are credibility questions. Questions that start with why. Personal understanding questions. Passion questions that bring out the passion in somebody else. Ones that seek value-added advice. Not just advice, but how do you create value in another person. Future-oriented questions that kind of paint a picture for where you are and where you want to be. Aspiration type questions that have that futuristic looking ahead, trying to figure out if I take certain steps, where will it lead? And the last one is decision or commitment type questions. You know what? Everybody finds themselves at a crossroads. And in life, you find that you get there, and if you choose this way, something will happen. If you choose this way, another thing will happen. But it's for sure choices matter. And when you choose, you take a step in the direction that you want to have some certainty, some level of certainty, that if you take a step in that direction, the likelihood is it will work out for you. It isn't going to be a step in the direction of a vocation. It's going to be a step in the direction of what do I need to possess in my life that will cause the direction that I take to have a great chance of success for the future. Questions are the key. Questions are the answer. If we can ever get to the point where we are interested enough in another person to ask good questions about them, we'll get the advice and the counsel that we seek. The Lord says this, it's in the multitude of counselors that we get the wisdom from above. Okay, so here's what I want you to do. I want you to take the first step. That first step is not hard to take. What I want you to do is I want you to take these words and I want you to write out a question that you could ask someone, a potential mentor, to find out information that would be helpful to you. And really work with this. It's not just sit down and write down the first question that really comes to mind, but really wordsmith your question in such a way that it will give you the kinds of things you want. And practice it on someone else. I would say use your parents as a good testament as to whether the questions work. And if you ask a question, you get a one-word answer, it's the wrong question. You need to take a look at the question and formulate it in such a way that it really draws somebody out in the conversation. The second thing I want you to do is once you've got these questions done, I want you then to pick out a target, somebody that you don't know well, and go up and see if you can utilize the questions in such a way to engage them in at least a 5-minute conversation. You'll know that if you can engage somebody in a 5-minute conversation, that you'll have some really good skill sets that could really make a difference. I really want you to understand this, because if you can engage another person for five minutes in a conversation, what you'll find out is that you can then take that and build upon it, and the engagement of someone else will not be hard for you to do. So I want your commitment. I want your commitment that you're gonna go out and do this immediately. If you don't do it right now, it won't happen, and you know it. So take a few minutes to write down that question, practice it on somebody else, and see if you can go out and have a 5-minute conversation with somebody in an engaging kind of way. And I will tell you that if you do that, you'll be well on your way to a way of getting advice and counsel from other people that you never thought was possible.